So moved.
Mr. Arlett, second. Mr. Burton, any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mr. Arlett.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have yes, motion carried. Now time for public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. I'll read the rules for procedure for our zoning hearings. When council holds public hearings on zoning applications, they are legislative hearings because council uses the information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend a comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Sussex County in its zoning and land use decisions does not discriminate against persons based on race, color, religion, national origin, disability, familial status, sex, creed, marital status, age, or sexual orientation. Public comments made on the basis of bias and stereotype concerning people within these protected classes will not be taken in consideration by the county in its deliberations. Each application shall be announced. The director will review with council the minutes and testimony from the P&Z hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record, along with any exhibits introduced at the P&Z hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application, present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for their opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant and the hearing will be closed unless the council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front, stand at speaker stand, and state your name and home address before you make a statement. Please sign the sheet at the speaker stand. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to me and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beeper, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And Mr. President, the first hearing today is conditional use number 2099, filed on behalf of Richard and Dawn Jameson. And as I indicated to you this morning, Mr. President, this is a matter I have done some work for the Mr. and Mrs. Jameson in the past. I do not represent them on this matter. Obviously, I do not have a vote on the matter. If there would be a legal question that would come up that some of you have, I would prefer in that case that you defer and ask Mr. Robertson the question. But otherwise, we can go forward with the hearing, and I'm just a hearing officer. So, Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a wedding venue within an existing barn on approximately 2 acres around the barn to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 49.12 acres, more or less, located on the north side of Woodpecker Road, approximately 600 feet east of Greenbrier Road. The tax map is District 531, Map 12, Parcel 92, and it's a portion of that. The 911 address is 4647 Woodpecker Road, Seaford. Staff would note that the Planning and Zoning Commission held a public hearing on September 14th. At their meeting on September 28th, they did recommend approval for the conditional use with conditions 1 through 6, with conditions 6A through 6H. Thank you.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, if the applicant would come forward, please. and give us your name and address, and then if you would explain to council why they should act favorably upon your application.
Richard Jamison, 3662 Bowman Road in Seaford, Delaware. To give a little bit of background on the facility that we're talking about, the barn. This barn was built in about 1930. It's about 35 by 80 feet. It is two-story. The first story has a block, what I would call is a first-story block. The floor, the first floor is entirely in concrete. The second floor is a tongue and groove floor. Structurally, it seems to be very sound. We've had complete electrical upgrade throughout the entire barn. I do have an outside patio area. It has four entrances and exits. I have two staircases that go to allow to get upstairs to the loft, and I feel confident that it would comfortably hold about 200 people. It's pretty large. I'm trying to maintain this as an agricultural venue. We don't have any desire to have concerts or bands. That's not our intention at all to do this. It's strictly for someone wanted to have a birthday party or an anniversary party or a wedding and a reception. Out of the county sent out 23 notices to people, I guess, that lived within 200 feet of the property. The file should show that I have three letters of support from neighbors, one of them which is the sellers, Ray and Eunice Pierce. Their family owned this property for probably well over 100 years. They live next door and they're in full support of it. The majority of the neighbors live on the backside of the property, as you can see around there, and in the Woodland Station area. I have one neighbor that is directly across the street. That's probably about 360 feet. He has not voiced any objection whatsoever to the venue. I will tell you, I have one neighbor by the name of Jane Dempsey. She lives about a quarter of a mile across that field through the woods in one of those Woodland Station lots, who has voiced concerns about it and was present at the planning and zoning hearing to voice concerns about it. I will tell you, there was some concern in regards to discussion of my poultry houses, which are off to the right, and I didn't feel that it was appropriate to discuss that. That wasn't the time or the place. But there has been some discussion from Ms. Dempsey in regards to those, which I would tell you are well within the county setback restrictions and the guidelines. I would ask, if you look at our condition recommendation from the commission hearing, it says on there under 6A, that the events would be over by 10 p.m. And I just looked at other venues, like most recently, I think there was one approved in June 2017, and they had an 11 p.m. curfew. And I'm simply asking the council to consider a consistency with that, as well as maybe some language change under 6C. It says no noise from the use shall be audible from the state road right away. And as you can see from the picture, the barn is only about 165 feet from the road. I couldn't even have a normal conversation or turn the radio onto my truck or clap that you wouldn't hear that. So I'm asking maybe for some wording or verbiage change to say unreasonable or certainly something to the lines of foul language or offensive language. But I don't think it's pretty restrictive when you say no noise from the roadway right of way. I mean, it's hard to go anywhere in the county you couldn't have noise from the right of way. And again, if the concern was for noise from events, again, our intention isn't to have bands and concerts and those type of open air events, not at all. I think that's all I have.
Any questions from council?
Charlotte?
Just, are you conducting any events currently?
No, sir.
Okay. And what would you, you're saying 11 as far as the timeline, as far as 6A?
Yes, sir. I'm just thinking when you have a wedding and a reception.
Sure.
You know, generally, I mean, I don't want to be up till 2 a.m., but I was looking just with one of the most recent, and they had 11 p.m., so I was just asking to be consistent in a manner with that.
Ms. Cornwell, do we have any at 10 a.m., do you know, 10 p.m., do you know of, that we granted recently? Or?
I know the most recent one did go to 11 p.m. We'd have to do a little bit of research to see if we've done any earlier.
Was that the one down in near me, near Rob and I, wasn't it?
I believe so.
I think so.
Yeah. That guy Mark something or other.
Yes, it was in the subdivision, I believe.
Where he owned everything around it.
He owned everything around it. Yes.
Right.
Council, if I can tell you, I'm not going to do anything that's going to shed negative light on us. I will try to conduct this in a well manner.
And it's exclusively to weddings.
Weddings or anniversaries. We had this discussion
with
Vince.
Okay, well, that's the
Vince.
title. The title says.
Yes, sir.
And yes, sometimes the title means something, doesn't it, Everett?
Yes.
What flexibility, if you could give us some legal advice on what could occur there?
I had a discussion with Mr. Robertson because apparently this discussion came up during the P&Z hearing. Mm-hmm. And he indicated that, yes, the short title that put people on notice did say wedding, but said wedding and events, or, you know, wedding venue, and that there may be some flexibility there, but there was some concern that it did not say and special events.
Well, we should, if there is any conditions and it gets approved, we should have a condition clarifying it, correct?
Yes.
Okay.
What you have you got a lot of acreage, right?
Yes, sir.
49.12. Are you asking for the conditional use to be the wedding venue area at 2 acres plus or minus?
Yes, sir. Just approximately 2 acres around that barn.
So the rest of the yellow is not in the formula?
No, sir. I don't have any intentions to have anything outside of that facility, that barn and that 2 acres. I'm not going to go to the back part of the property and establish anything. No, sir. We would contain it right to that 2 acre plus or minus right around the barn.
And that will be on a site plan that we'll get? When will we see that?
So right now, the way the ordinance is written, it is for 2 acres around the existing barn, and that will have to be shown on a site plan if approved. Okay. And that will go to Planning Commission for their review and approval.
Mr. Burton, I also, on what would be the west end of the barn, there is about 24 to 26,000 square feet of allocated parking that we have, and I have a DLDOT approved entrance down there as well.
But that's inside the 2 acres?
I would hope so. Nobody has delineated to me what would be the 2 acre area. Would it be to the left or the right, or would the barn encompass the center of that, you know?
But he draws the line,
yes.
Right?
Yes.
So wherever you want to draw the line,
okay,
is where you.
And I would certainly include that parking area inside of that.
Number five on my little iPad here, it looks like it says 24,000 acres in size is the parking.
Yes, that's a typo, I guess,
I
on their
so.
Part.
Yeah, it is.
I
it's square
so.
Feet.
I saw that.
I apologize. Square feet. It was
a lot of land, isn't it?
It's
a heck of a lot of land.
I'll take it if you
that's
give it to
event.
Me.
That's a big event.
The How would we address, you? We can't talk to you, can we?
Ask a general question.
How do we address, I mean, I agree with his comment on noise, right? So how do we address that?
You strike it or reword it.
What do we replace it with for legal?
Why don't we finish the public hearing before then we have those discussions?
Okay.
Right.
Okay. If you had, do you have any other testimony or witness?
No, sir. Like I said, I do have three letters that are in the file of support of this.
Are they nearby adjoining neighbors by any chance?
Yes, sir.
These three letters?
As I said, the one that's sent a letter of support is the sellers. They live...
Well, of course they would.
Well, I guess they're down the road from us.
Okay.
A little, just at the end.
How about the house directly across the street, those two people?
I haven't had any objection from him, and I mean, we're out there all the time.
Okay, they haven't supported, but they haven't said no. I got you.
No, sir. And well,
Do you plan, how many of these, is there any limit on the number of events you would do there? So sometimes this is a residential neighborhood, you know, agricultural residential neighborhood. I could understand maybe if somebody lived there and every week there's a big wedding.
Potentially, it could be.
Well, okay, so are you willing to limit yourself at all on something like that?
Well, I would say there could potentially be one or two a week.
Because, again, if this is a residential area and the people live in the country for peace and quiet.
Sure.
And then you bring in this wedding venue, that's, like you say, two a week, music, cars, and everything else. So there is some, you can see the concern.
Yes, sir, I see that. And as I discussed earlier, there'll be no outside bands or concerts. If there is reception area, that will certainly be contained within. And that would hopefully
minimize. Is that specified anywhere in any of these? It doesn't look like that's...
No, sir, but it can be. I can certainly...
Because here's the other thing. You could sell the farm and with this conditional use,
yes,
and somebody
sir.
Else come in and...
Right.
And you know, we don't know what... If it's not specified, you're allowed to do it. So we need to address certain things probably. Because this is, again, a nice, quiet, residential, agricultural yes, neighborhood.
Yes.
And we ought to be... And the underlying zoning takes precedent over what, in my opinion, what you want to do, because they're all living in compliance.
If I may, the one that was addressed in June at the Smoky Hollow development, that was a subdivision. And in that, there's language that says if and when a lot is sold, there would have to be language in the deed to show that. So certainly...
Mm-hmm.
I don't have any intention of subdividing or putting a development around that. So,
well, that one is if you saw the site plan, it was in the middle of 60
yes,
some acres, but I mean in the middle,
right.
Pretty much. It was isolated with acres all direction. You'll not hear a thing out of it. It was site specific more so than yours is. And again, we got to be site specific with this one. You're closer to the road and
yes, sir.
Things like that.
Okay. Are you planning on running it year round?
I would say yes. I wouldn't want to limit myself to no, because I think we've had interest already, you know.
So there's heat in the barn?
No, sir. There's not. It's a barn. So I would...
Bring your jacket.
Bring your jacket, right.
But when there's a party, there's heat.
I guess.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone here that would like to speak in favor? Is there anyone you can have a seat?
Actually, Mr. Moore, before
yes,
he walks away,
sure.
I can't ask you this question
yes,
once
yes,
you walk away, just to
go
clarify,
sure.
Can you reaffirm or clarify that the live music, it appears that is a concern that you've heard here.
I understand.
Up to a certain point, but is the band and live music going to be contained in the barn only? Is that what your intent is?
Yes.
And not be outside?
But understand, this is a barn. This isn't a thick wall.
No, I understand that.
You know, I don't want to mm-hmm. mislead, and I want to do the right thing.
Sure,
and
understood.
I can tell you it's inside, but will there be noise outside? Absolutely.
I understand.
But
I mean...
Again, we have no intentions to have an outside band or concert.
Perfect.
You know, would there be music that could be heard outside?
No,
or someone
that's a separate,
radio?
Separate thing. Right. Okay.
And that can be a condition, too.
Right. Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yes, sir.
Are you planning on selling liquor there to the place?
No, sir. Selling?
Yeah,
no,
selling.
Sir.
Okay.
I believe
now, there could be a caterer. You know, naturally, a lot of receptions, there's
yeah,
alcohol.
Yeah.
But we'll make sure we follow the guidelines with that.
Sometimes noise goes along with alcohol.
Oh, I understand. I understand.
Yeah, I believe I asked twice if there were anyone that wanted to speak in favor. Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Come forward, please.
I am the aforementioned Jane Walters Dempsey.
You're that woman.
Yes. And I live in Woodland Station in Seaford. And I did attend the planning and zoning meeting. I also read the recommendations by the Planning and Zoning Commission for this permit. And I have some questions, and some of them seem to be questions you guys are raising. My first question or concern is, it says wedding venue, and so my question is, what is a wedding venue? Is that just the ceremony? Is it the ceremony and the reception afterwards? And is it going to be exclusively a wedding venue, because that's what the notification to me was? So I'd like some affirmation that that will be the case.
Well, at this point, we don't answer the questions to you. You give us your concerns, and then when the council makes their decision and they discuss it, those will be the kind of things they discuss at that point.
Okay. Well, the notification specifically said wedding venue, and that meant something to me. And I just want to know, what does that mean, to clarify it? Because to me, that excludes or is exclusive to just weddings. And is a wedding just a ceremony, like I said, or a reception afterwards, or both? I like that the recommended permit requires the owners to live at the property and closely monitor the activities at the barn. But most importantly, I liked section 6C, which reads, no noise from the use shall be audible from the state road right-of-way. So my immediate thought was, well, that's really good. That really protects me from disturbances or nuisances. But my question was, what state road are they referring to? Looks like a proper noun, state road, it's capitalized. Is Woodpecker Road the road that they were referring to when they said state road? That's my question. And is Woodpecker Road a state road?
Could you point that out on the map? The road that you're referring to?
On the property.
It's
right. Right there in front. Right.
Just clarifying for the record.
Yeah. So I don't want to make any assumptions. I don't know if Woodpecker Road is a state road. I don't believe it is.
There are no. The State Highway Administration took over all the roads in the state in the 1930s, so there's no quote-unquote major roads like that as county roads.
Okay, then I didn't. And one part of the reason why I asked that question is because in 6E, it refers to county roads. So there seems to be a distinction between county roads and state roads in this recommended permit.
That's a good point.
That Planning and Zoning Commission.
Well, they denied it. Those were the reasons that all that, but then Planning and Zoning recommended denial. Is that correct?
No, they recommended
approval.
It's 6E.
I saw that denied
it
for the
reason. It says denied at the bottom here, but I believe it was recommended.
It was recommended approval.
Oh, okay. Well, I was reading this wrong the whole time.
Okay, continue. So what I would like to see is, if it's wood, I would like to see no noise from the use shall be audible from Woodpecker Road. And then also to extend section 6C to be consistent with DENREC's noise policy. DENREC has a noise code. It's 1149. And in section 4.2, it has specific prohibited acts, specific prohibitions. And in 4.2.1, it says radios, television sets, musical instruments, and similar devices. This is prohibited. Operating, playing, or permitting the operation or playing of any radio, television, phonograph, drum, musical instrument, sound amplifier, automotive radio, automotive stereo, or high-fidelity equipment or similar device which produces, reproduces, or amplifies sound in such a manner as to create a noise disturbance within a receiving property. So that's a specific prohibition. So I would like, if you would, to consider for Section 6C, say no noise from the use shall be audible from Woodpecker Road and from neighboring or adjacent properties. Adding that would make it consistent with this DENREC regulation.
They don't enforce DENREC code. They enforce the code. That's something we don't have control over.
Right.
I understand, but it's the idea. I mean, I think the spirit of Section 6C, if you don't want noise audible from Woodpecker Road, then you also wouldn't want it audible from the neighboring properties.
Could we just state that the noise noise coming from this wedding venue would
fall
be in compliance? Would be in compliance with DENREC noise regulations?
Sure.
That would satisfy
right,
me.
Because they're the agency that would come down and enforce it. You wouldn't call the county.
Correct.
Right. So they can enforce. But that we can do. Right. That we can, that we could do.
Yeah.
Okay. Section 6B. Okay, well, so Section 6C is my protection. That's the stronghold for me in this permit and making it okay for myself to be okay with this idea of having a wedding venue. It protects me.
And you live where?
I live in Woodland Station.
Shows on the map.
On the map, I was about to ask that very question.
Right? You have to walk up there. We can't see what you're doing there.
She can make it smaller if you're not on the map.
What's the one? I would be. I'm probably there.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If the wind's blowing right, you won't hear no noise.
Okay, so section, like I said, 6C is the one that I feel offers the protection. To the citizens, to the property owners neighboring. Section 6B talks about food and beverage service and music or similar entertainment is permitted. And one of my questions was, as was asked, are any of these activities going to be conducted outside of the barn? Or could they spill outside of the barn? I would appreciate it if they stayed in the barn, even though with all the doors and windows open, there might be a little difference. But the barn walls would provide a little bit of noise protection. And then also, I'd like to know if it includes amplified sound. I would hope that it would not include amplified sound. Okay. And then also, I want to know, I have a question. What governmental agencies have control over noise at this property and over this use in particular?
DENREC.
Just the noise is DENREC. The use is
DENREC?
The use is ours.
The use is county.
Okay. Does the county have a noise code?
No, ma'am. That's why DENREC is not my business.
We use the state's to clarify
right.
that. The state has one. We use theirs.
Okay.
But we don't enforce
the state, and the state is not enforcing its noise code. So who enforces noise?
That is their jurisdiction.
That's an easy answer. Yes. It's a state law. We have no control over it.
Can't
the issue with that, you take to the state.
Okay. So who the governmental agencies that have jurisdiction over noise
DENREC.
Is DENREC.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And the county does not.
No, ma'am.
Okay. What about the Department of Agriculture?
I have no idea. But this county government has no control over noise.
Mm-hmm. Okay, none. So in the event that I hear noise, mm-hmm. I hope that I don't. But
call
in the
DENREC.
Event, DENREC will not respond.
Well, no, we can't control that. We have no no control of DENREC. That's a state agency.
They do have enforcement officers, but I don't know if they'd be available, say, on a Saturday night at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, I don't know.
We have no idea.
But any noise issue is dealt with by DENREC. It's a state code.
DENREC and farms, they don't enforce.
Yeah.
So.
What you're asking, we have no, I guess I'm trying to say we have no control of any of that, so you're asking the wrong people.
So there's no enforcement, there's no bite to this permit?
Well, not from us, no. But that's a Deneric issue.
We could put the, we can put it in that they need to comply to, you know,
sure.
Deneric ordinance.
Yeah.
But then when it comes to enforcement,
then you reach out to your state representative and your state senators. That's their role.
Right. I've done that.
Right. Enforcement and noise
and
is
Deneric, difficult. The answer from Deneric is that they have not been funded.
They're low price. Well, yeah, they're out of money.
They're still waiting for somebody to make the noise before they can before you can enforce that.
So you're hearing noise now from that venue?
No, not from that venue, because the venue hasn't started yet. But in the event that it does, what are my options as far as getting somebody out there to turn the noise off?
Sometimes Deneric. That's a pretty big word, isn't it?
Yeah, but you keep saying Deneric, but Deneric doesn't.
Well, but we don't have the jurisdiction.
We have no jurisdiction. Yeah, we have no jurisdiction.
So then why are you putting this condition in the permit?
Because that's who has jurisdiction.
They would be responsible.
We can leave that out totally.
No, we won't put it in.
We could leave it out totally.
That's what we should do.
But we have no, Deneric has the authority. The county does not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a noise issue, you would call Deneric. Now, we can't, where they can come out there and investigate that, that's on them, not on us.
They would show up the next day or a day, couple days after and inform the applicant there that he's had complaints.
If you call Deneric and the noise complaint is about a farm, they say call the Department of Agriculture.
Okay.
And the Department of Agriculture, it's more about the operation of the farm. And I don't know if this is considered a farm activity or not.
No.
Is this considered a farm activity?
I wouldn't think so.
No.
Okay, well, those are the kinds of questions I'm faced with, and there's no clear answer.
No good answer.
Okay, the bottom line is Deneric has jurisdiction. County does not have a code, a noise ordinance, and we rely on the state law that's already in place for Deneric. We can't tell Deneric to enforce or not. If you call Deneric, you could state that this is for a wedding venue so they know it's not a tractor right there, because that's probably why they would call Department of Agriculture, thinking it's a farm operation noise issue, and this is different than.
Yeah, that's why I'm asking. Is this considered a farm operation, or is it something different?
You would
different
simply state that it's a wedding. It's a wedding venue that you're complaining about.
Okay, so I wouldn't call the state police.
I'm not going to tell. I'm not going to tell you which state agency to call, except it's Deneric that has the jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm. Well, as a citizen, that's what I'm trying to figure out. Who do I call?
Deneric.
Deneric.
And not the state police.
You can call anybody you'd like to call. I'm not sure what state police authority has. I don't know. Maybe they can.
Or they'll direct your complaint to the Deneric.
Somebody else, yeah. They can call Deneric.
All right. Is there any type of revocation? How would the county know that there might have been a noise complaint? And do you care that there is a noise complaint?
How would we know? Janelle, how would we know?
We would get a complaint about an issue with the noise.
Through what vehicle?
Through a phone call or an email or somebody stopping by in the planning office and making a complaint. We are complaint-driven, so if we receive a complaint, we would, again,
we would log it.
Unfortunately, we don't have the authority to enforce any noise issues.
So if I or a neighbor were to call Deneric, would Deneric, is there a procedure or process by which they notify you, or is that a separate phone call from the person who complained about any potential noise?
It would be a separate complaint, and again, because Deneric has the authority to address noise issues.
So I would call Deneric and then I would call you guys. Is that what happens?
You could.
You need to call us because it's a condition we've imposed, and we need to know if there's been any violation of these conditions we've imposed. And one of them would be noise to be in compliance with Deneric, and if there is testimony or evidence that they're not in compliance with DENREC, we need to know that, because then they would be in violation of their of what we approved.
Okay, so one of the people that we would call if we had a complaint is
would
you,
be,
you guys.
Would be
the planning and zoning office to make a complaint regarding the conditional use. But that's after you would call DENREC, because again, we don't have the enforcement capability.
That. Okay. Right.
And if they documented a legitimate complaint, we would then have reasons to say you were in violation, the applicant was in violation of this condition.
In that example, Mr. President, I presume, Janelle, that we would just confer
with DENREC
in your example to confirm that indeed they are in violation.
Okay, and then
so
what
shut it down, though.
Then what happens?
Well, there's one thing you can't do. They can do. He could park that tractor over by your line and start it up and just like make all kinds of noise, and you wouldn't hear what he's doing. So he'd be free from all any complaints. Because it is agriculture, and you can't do about agriculture anymore.
Yes, but I don't know if that would be
a very neighborly thing to do,
and
sir.
It is legal, you know.
Huh?
It's legal.
Yeah, but that doesn't. Okay, I don't know if that.
What's legal for him to park his tractor by your line, not on his own property, not too far from your house?
We're here talking now about
and
his condition
and let the motor run real light if you want to.
Right. Yes.
Anything you can do about it.
Mr. Wilson, we're here about this application and this use.
I know it's about this application, but I'm just trying to help right our noise problem.
Continue. Somebody who.
Okay. Did you have anything else, ma'am?
Yes. What happens if there is a noise complaint? What happens? You planning zoning, what happens when you get that notification?
This is all new to me, so I need... Right, and I know
you've had conversations
with multiple staff members. If we get a noise complaint, we will verify with DENREC. If DENREC has verified that there's been a violation, we will send them a violation letter that they're in out of compliance with their conditional use, and we will work with them to rectify that situation. If it's not rectified, the council and the commission have the ability to revoke the conditional use. But again, we have to go through a process to address the situation first.
Okay, and where is that process written down?
It is in the zoning code.
It's in the zoning code? Okay. All right, and then last is section 6A. It says all events shall end no later than 10 p.m. And if they're going to have events every day of the week, which is possible because there's no limit, I would like to ask that during the week that it be drawn back to 8 p.m. And then also there's no start time. When can activities start? I would recommend, 11 a.m. or 12 p.m. because I'm assuming people would want to set up for the reception if receptions are part of a wedding venue. So once again, my concern is with noise and anything you can do to protect this quiet residential neighborhood that I live in from noise, I would appreciate that.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone else? Seeing none, Mr. President, we can close the public hearing on this matter. And if it's your prerogative to close the public record.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Ask Mr. Moore to read the short title.
An ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a wedding venue within an existing barn on approximately 2 acres around the barn to be located on certain parcel of land lying and being in Seaford 100, Sussex County, containing 49.12 acres, more or less, for reasons given by planning and zoning numbered 1 through 5 with the reasons 6A through H.
I would move to defer based on today's testimony from public hearing and also the record for further digestion and analysis.
Motion, Mr. Arlette, to defer.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Questions on the motion?
No, I'm in con- question would be, just be, I do agree. I think that I'm thinking of some other issues of that were brought up, and so I concur with the defer.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
No.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Bobby, yes. Motion carried. Next.
Okay, the next matter, Mr. President, is conditional use number 2104, filed on behalf of Grace and Mercy Ministries, Inc. Ms. Cornwell.
Thank you. This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a cemetery on a half acre of the 9.8 acres to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 9.9 acres more or less, located in the southeast corner of Woodyard Road and Sussex Highway Route 13. The tax parcel is District 530, Map 5, Parcel 40.05. The Planning and Zoning Commission did hold a public hearing. At that time, they deferred their decision. At their next meeting, they did recommend denial based on a lack of record that was submitted by the applicant at the meeting.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, ma'am, if you could give us your full name and address, please.
I am Joyce Mizell. Full address is 14 Gardenia Boulevard in Greenwood, Delaware.
Thank you. And if you can give the council why they should consider favorably your request or your organization's request?
Yes. If you look at the map, sir, we're going on the far end. We walked out there yesterday and we found out there were only one house on the end that would see the cemetery. We're going to fence the cemetery in. We have older people who really want to be on this property before they leave this world. One guy is 94 years old. It would be on the far end over here.
Yeah, go point to it, please.
Yes, yeah. Go around the corner. When you first come on, you come across. This is a bridge here, and it would be on the far end back here. This is where we intend on putting it. So when we looked over, it was only one, this farmhouse and another home that would really see it. But if we put the fence up, and we could put a white fence up. I thought about that as I was sitting there. That would even block that. So, and it's not an everyday event. It could be a once in a while event, because we have fairly young adults in the church. A lot of young adults, of course. Young adults are going away from here just as quick as older. But it's not an everyday event, and we will make it nice and neat. And if you would consider this, what we can do, because I understood some of the neighbors had concerned about something going in the ground from the cemetery at the last meeting. We could even ask that the people that we do give the lots to, which would be the church members, have the waterproof vaults, if that would help. I think it's like $500 more in your burial, but the waterproof vaults would help to solve that problem. But it would be far back. It's between my property and the Mr. Stoker's property, who now takes care of the ground for us. So they wouldn't visible. It wouldn't be visible, and we will keep it. One condition is we will keep it real neat, nice.
The question. There were some questions raised on what we have here in front of us. That I guess when you were in front of planning and zoning, you didn't provide any details on size. So of the 9.9 acres,
yes.
How many acres do
one
you want?
Half. Only one half acre. Up there.
A half acre?
Not even a whole acre. We're just asking for, and this is mainly for the senior citizens.
Okay, no, that's okay. You have to answer. So the location is down in that, where
yes.
That little white area is.
Mm-hmm.
So you're looking for about a half acre down there.
Yes.
Number of grave sites that area could hold, who knows, not many, doesn't look like.
No, I'm thinking no more than 50.
And access, where would access be to?
We would have to ride back, cross that little bridge where you see the
Oh, you're access from the highway?
Yes, we're all on Woodyard Road. Our entrance is on Woodyard Road over there, yes. That's the entrance.
Okay.
We're not off the highway. That's why Del Dot approved us. Mm-hmm. So we come in from there, go around, and the cars will have to go all the way back there. But then you got enough room for them to circle and come back out.
Okay, that's not a road there off the back line, is it, Mike?
No, it's all.
That's
all field.
Field back, starting field back there, okay. Okay. That's a long drive back there.
Yes, it is, sir.
Have you talked to any state agency or has someone advised you and looked at the state law concerning certain funds, perpetual funds that need to be set up and escrows and things like that, or if someone in the planning and zoning office discussed that with you?
No, they did. We discussed with them what it would take. We also know we started at our church what we called a cemetery fund. Mm-hmm. So it can be funded. And they set a price for each grave site that would help go into cemetery fund to make sure it was set up properly and it looked nice. We don't just want to put anything back there. Right. We want it to look nice. I've looked at several cemeteries even before I suggested this, because I lost a mother of the church and we had nowhere really to put her. We had to carry her all the way over to Slaughternet. This would give the locals somewhere, you know, that they could go. And it's mainly for the senior citizens right now. I don't think we'll have too many other people who will, you know, want to go back there.
Right. Do you live on this farm? You own this farm?
No, I live. We just leased the house next door to this farm, which we're hoping to purchase. It's a home right next door that's hooked to that land. Mr. Simpson, Bill Simpson owns.
Can you see it on that map?
The house? Yes.
Right here. It's 4.37 acre, right here is a home, right here, okay? I'm about 7 miles down the road, 7, 8, 9, something like that, mm-hmm. Down the road. But we are considering putting a home for America right up in this part here where we own, right up in there. It would be a parsonage. Okay, you got approval for, you approved this for the church, which would be right up in here. So the cemetery is still far ways off from the church.
So the long range plan is to have the church, cemetery, all on this one site eventually.
Yes.
I got you.
So Mr. President, yes. So they have been approved. This parcel has been already been approved for a church?
Yes. The site plan went through about 7 or 8 years ago. They might have to, when they go to construction, update a few agency approvals just in case.
We're in the process of it now.
So good. But yeah, the use as a place of worship is actually permitted use in the AR1 zoning district.
Okay. Just want to reconfirm.
So you own that entire green parcel and you're leasing the purple parcel?
Yes, but we're looking to buy the purple.
But why the lines the way they are?
I don't know, sir. That's the way they lined it out. I do know Mr. Stoker. I'm going to try to contact him to see if he will allow a switch.
I mean, is that a parcel of land in the yellow?
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Anytime you see the yellow, it is the property boundary.
Okay. Right. But you own the other side of the yellow line as well.
Mr. Stoker owns the other part. He just recently, I think, purchased that from Mr. John Green. Yeah, Mr. Green.
And your thought is a half acre of ground.
Yes.
And how
only for the cemetery.
Right.
I didn't want to make a great big one out there to mess up the neighborhood, the nice homes that are across there. I just wanted a little something to put back there for the senior citizens who have really been approaching me the last 5 years that they will like their plot over on the land.
Mm-hmm. How many plots do you think you can get in a half acre?
I'm thinking only about 40 to 50, sir, if that. It might be only 30, because we looked at it yesterday.
Actually, you can get 50.
You can't get 50?
Yeah, because it's 5,280 feet.
Okay. Well, I was thinking not over 50,
Sam's been studying up on that.
Well, thank you, Mr. Wilson.
I was a manager of a cemetery for years.
Oh, you have?
40 years, yes, ma'am.
Good, okay.
I also incorporated a cemetery in Cokesbury.
Okay.
It depends if they're cremated, too, right?
I got a good idea about what a cemetery is about.
Okay. I got some plots, Sam, and I know it's pretty tight.
And we're on Sandhill, by the way. We're not like New Orleans. We won't be washed out. We got to pay a high land.
Yeah, it's a lot of sand on the land.
All right.
Okay.
Let's keep moving.
Did you have anything else to add, ma'am?
Only that it does. When we come in, we're going to try our best to keep noise down. But usually when we go in to do the committals, it's quick.
Yeah.
It's quick. Yes. It's not no long drawn out
process. I don't think that's an issue.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
They're scared of ghosts.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here today that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Is there anyone here today that would like to speak in opposition to this application, sir? Mm-hmm. you'll give us your name and address, please.
James Slutchauer, 9762 Woodyard Road, Greenwood.
Pull one of those things up closer to your mouth.
Sorry.
That's all right. You're a big guy.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for giving me the time to speak. Got a few concerns. I was one of the neighbors. I'm the only one that can make it today. There's about five or six of us that came last time, I believe it was, that spoke. You know, we are concerned of the ground contamination. That is one thing. Another thing is, she pointed down there, those are tax ditches, so I'm not sure what the set-off is on those setbacks, you know, for the half acre. And a few things, you know, we worried about property values. You know, you can, I'm the property, I own roughly 700 feet adjacent to the property.
Can you point on the map where you live?
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm the property that you can see, you know. Another thing, you know, my little boy, I got a little three-year-old boy back, well, he's back there somewhere. But, you know, his swing sets right in the backyard, and I just hate for him to have to, you know, swing and play in the backyard looking at a cemetery. You know, we're not opposed to a nice fence and maybe a tree buffer. You know, I'd like to see a tree buffer also, maybe a nice white fence. You know, we're not the type of people, we don't want to tell anybody what they can do on their own property. You know, I understand that. We're the same way. We don't want nobody to tell us what we can do. But again, you know, a cemetery is a little, you know, it's not a home getting put up or, you know, anything. It is a place of, to me, it's a place of sadness, you know. I know everyone has to pass away, and it's a shame, but, you know, that's life. So I guess that's kind of, you want to speak?
Don't bring 3-year boy up.
Oh, he starts. Yes, son. Come here real quick, son. Will you come up here with Daddy real fast? Can you say hi to everybody?
Hi.
Hello.
You know, I guess that's it.
So if a buffer of trees or a fence or something.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I would kind of like. Oh, another thing. Maybe we can keep the stones to a certain height. You know, don't have nothing, no great big vaults, you know, above ground or anything.
I don't know if we could even, would we even have that kind of authority under the state law?
Yeah, to be honest with you, I would have to look at that because I don't know. I've not hit that where that would be a condition.
Good question, but I don't know if we even have the authority. Right. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Okay. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in opposition? Anyone else today that would like to speak in opposition?
I have a question of Janelle.
Yes.
Janelle, is there a setback from tax ditches for cemeteries?
That there might be. We'd have to confer with the conservation district.
What about the resident expert?
There.
I am on tax ditch board.
Well,
there is a setback from tax ditches.
It depends how many feet.
Well, there is a setback, but can you bury people in the setback?
No.
No.
It depends on how many feet.
No, Ever can tell you that. No.
Some can tell you, some has 20 feet variance, right. Some has 10 feet, some has 50 feet.
Right, but
so
you're.
It depends how many feet there is.
Is the setback shown on that?
It's not shown on this.
No, there's a different setback. With different tax ditches in the county. It's not a uniform distance. That would be something that, as part of a condition, that it not be within the setback of that tax ditch.
Yeah.
And on any site plan would show that.
Right. No, it would have to show.
I can tell you this in an hour or so, how far you have to go back from the ditch.
Okay. We did. I did ask, and there was no one else in opposition, so we can close the public hearing on this matter, Mr. President, and we could close the public record on this.
We'll close public hearing. It's okay with council. Close public record. Mr. Ward, read a short title.
This an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a cemetery on a half acre. Of the 9.8 acres to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 9.98 acres, more or less. I will point out that at the planning and zoning, it was denied, so there were no conditions drafted at this point. So this may be one that you would want conditions drafted.
Yes, Mr. President, that would be my
request. So you want to defer it while?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I will second it.
We have to get conditions.
Cole, second Mr. Arlett to defer to give legal counsel and P&Z staff time to develop some conditions.
And also, I would be curious to find out if we have the authority to put as a condition a height restriction on monuments. I don't know what the laws would be on that one. So I guess that would be curious.
Sure.
And actually, so another question I would have is, Ms. Janelle, is the planning zoning denied it just because they said that there was not enough of a record.
Correct.
Is there more testimony today than what was presented at the Planning Zoning Commission?
Yes.
There is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, there were things added into the record that we could create findings for.
Okay. Thank you.
For either direction.
Want to reconfirm that.
Any more questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Burton?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Cole?
Yes.
I vote yes.
We have deferred.
We've deferred two things. We're going to go to number three.
The next one is change of zone number 1826, filed on behalf of JKJ Properties, LLC.
This is an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map of Sussex County from an AR1 agricultural residential district